I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is The Burt Show.
I'm about to send some of you guys into an absolute panic. So the article is End of an Era, 10 fast food chains that are disappearing.
10?
There are 10 of them. It opens by saying, as of 2023, there are 200,000 fast food restaurant businesses in the U.S. It's a lot, right? But because of 2021, you know, the financial situation in this country was kind of sucky, that a bunch of these are going away. Like Subway had, oh, that's not even the one that I thought you'd panic on.
I love Subway.
Subway closed more than 400 locations in 2023.
Really? Oh, I think they were number one in revenue, too, of all of them for years.
Even with those foot-long cookies?
Yeah, they really are. They are trying to really do some damage. Now you got, like, the foot-long churro also, foot-long cookie, man.
Yeah. They're doing what they can.
If you're having one of those days where, you know what, I've worked out all week, screw it. A lot of these places on the list, Subway's probably number one. Okay, these are the places that are at risk of going out of business if you don't step up your carb game. Step up your sugar game. Step up your dairy game. I don't know if you're going to be bothered by this one. Quiznos?
I cannot even remember the last time I went to a Quiznos.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Blah, blah, blah. Boston Market. That's not the one I don't think that's going to send you in a panic.
I thought that would happen sooner.
But they're not already closed.
Hey, chicken? What? Nah, that's too good for fast food. Steak and Shake. That one.
Steak and Shake lit midnight after some drinking.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever walked foot in that place sober.
Never.
There are two places on this list I've never walked into sober. Steak and Shake and Crystals is on here also.
That's a good burger.
Yep, that's another one, but that's not the one. This is not the one, but it's going to change the way you eat at airports. Zabarro's on that list.
Not Sparrow's.
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah. That pizza's so good.
Oh, that's a good slice.
No, it is.
It has
He's
from New York.
It's the closest thing to a New York slice, man.
We both lived in New York. Yes.
Are you guys drunk, too, when you go to Sparrow's?
No. It's mall food.
That's good food.
That is only good food because there's no other pizza place in an airport.
That's
and
true.
When you smell that pizza, you'll take anything.
Yes.
All right, here's the one. You guys ready? Y'all. Krispy Kreme.
There ain't no way.
All right.
This was Abby.
That's what Sabaro
is. We're ready to go to war for Sparrow.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme ain't going nowhere. You know why I know?
Because
I'm alive.
If Krispy Kreme has zero fans, Tommy is dead.
All right, let's get Claire on here because Claire has been living a lie. And she's wondering if this is the weekend to come clean to her parents. Hey, Claire.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. Okay, your conscience is eating at you.
Yeah, it is. What's not going to lie.
What's up?
So it's taken me 6 years to finally graduate because I kept changing my major. And so I'm graduating with my business administration degree.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're very excited for you.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've racked up about 30K in debt, you know, student debt.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad told me he'd take care of half of it if I finally just settled on something and graduated. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
And they think I've got a job lined up and I'm going to start right after graduation. But the thing is, I did have a job lineup, but I don't want to accept it. Like, I have no desire to start this job, to even go into business. So I'm planning on moving to New York with my boyfriend. and I haven't told them yet.
All right. You had me until you didn't. all right, so I am a parent of a 21-year-old that's going to be a senior in college next year, so I think I can help here. So what is it about this job or your postgraduate plans that you do not like? Or are you just making a decision strictly because you want to be with your dude in New York City?
I mean, it's both. Like, I have no desire to do this job, and I definitely want to be with him. He's moving to New York. You know, that sounds great to me, and I want to do that too. So we're planning on moving Memorial Day.
Wow.
All right. Well, you got to know this, and you already know this. This is why you've kept it a secret, is that your dad's not going to be happy. Okay. Don't go in there into this conversation thinking, you know what? I bet it's going to turn out okay. Because he's been paying for this thing and he had expectations and you kind of been lying to him about this job after graduation also. You must expect some disappointment, okay? At the end of the day, though, and I don't know what your dad's like, if this was my son that came to me, I would say to be consistent with him is my definition of his success is just him being happy. That's it. Now, I would be disappointed if he came to me with this news. Like, I am moving across the country after I busted my ass in school for 4 years, and I paid for it also. There's going to be a level of disappointment there for me also, especially in a relationship that may or may not be new. But at the end of the day, and it might take some time, for me it would be being consistent, because I've told him this from the start, success is only defined by your happiness. So if you're going to be happy going to New York, you better be damn happy.
I completely agree. Yeah, dad is not going to be happy. On paper, this does not appear to be the best move. But at the end of the day, if this is what you want, then you got to go for it. Your happiness is not always going to be in line with your parents' happiness. But you do have to be prepared for your dad to say, if this is what you want to do, then you're on your own. He may not support you the same. So if this is something, a risk that you're willing to take and you're going to stand on it, then you got to do what you got to do.
Mo raises a good point. And he wasn't planning on giving you any cash post-graduation, was he, or was he planning on helping you out while you're in this new sort of rookie season of your new job?
No, I mean, pay off some of my student debt once I graduated, but, you know, I was planning on being on my own anyway.
Yeah, you can kiss that goodbye.
Well, I would make sure that you get that direct deposit before you tell them this story. So get that 15K and then break the news, because... Dude, I mean, moving to a new city is like really, really hard. And moving to New York, even when you have support, is really, really hard.
Facts.
So I would get the money first, and then I would break the news to your parents. Like, they've already said everything. I'm going to sound like a broken record. Mm-hmm. He's going to be upset. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, you're probably going to be even more miserable doing this job, living in a city that you don't want to live in. But expect this experience to be really hard, and know that you need to tell your parents so that they can be a resource and a support for you, even if they're not immediately excited for you in the moment.
Now, let's focus on this relationship for just 1 second here and get all the details. I'm guessing you're 23 years old, 24 years old, something like that?
Yeah, I'm 23.
23 years old. How long have you been going out with this dude?
We've been together for over 3 years.
And your parents have met him? Your dad has met him?
Yeah, they've met.
They've been in the same room.
Yeah. So does your dad, is he not totally buying into your boyfriend?
They've gotten along all right. I mean, I do think he's going to be upset when I tell him that I'm like moving with him to a different state. But, you know, I think that has more to do with like, you know, protective dad instincts and anything.
Sure. I mean, I think if we're looking at this odds-wise, just odds-wise, this is not even my opinion, I'd have to look up the stats on it. At 23 years old, the chances of this thing really being the one you're going to be in for the rest of your life, probably, I don't want to say slim, but certainly...
Not stellar odds.
Not stellar odds, right? So, but if you truly are not fired up about this job that you're about to get and you want to take the risk here with this relationship, then follow your heart. We were just having this conversation with Amber, right?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, life is short and you're going to always look back and regret the things you didn't do more than the things you did, because at least you tried and went for it. So, I mean, if this is really what's going to make you happy and you truly believe that he's worth it, then you have to go for it.
Yeah. And those rent prices in New York City, you're going to need that relationship.
Ooh, you're
going to need to split that rent.
All right, when you break it to him this weekend, will you call us back on Monday and tell us just how pissed he was? Because it's not a question of if he's going to be pissed. It's how pissed was he?
Yeah, I'll give you the update.
Okay, we'll talk to you on Monday for a nice round of how pissed was my dad.
This is The Burt Show.